This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and I'm Billy Brim, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. I, of course, as you know, I was recently in Israel for 3 weeks, and I'm going to read you what was on my blog for March 12, 2012. And actually, I had written about the day before, and I entitled it Divine Appointments. I wrote, "Yesterday was a day of divinely arranged appointments. In the Jewish quarter of the Old City, we happened to cross paths with Rivka Shor." Rivka is the way that the Hebrews say Rebecca. "With Rivka Shor. This amazing and beautiful woman is the wife of Rabbi Raphael Shor. Rabbi Shor is a Canadian-Israeli film writer and producer. He has made the films Obsession, The Third Jihad, Uranium, which we show at our conferences, and they show what is the evil of jihad, really. "It has been my blessing to eat 2 Shabbat meals at their home with the Shores, and including their 9 children and several interesting guests. They live in the Jewish quarter. Some of my best times have been in their homes to do Shabbat. Because they have the 9 children, and Rivka is an amazing person. She's an artist, a wonderful artist. I'm going to offer one of her paintings pretty soon of the Gihon Springs and the Pools of Shiloah. But she is the mother of 9, and she prepares Shabbat meals. Now, Rabbi Shor, he is often in the States working through the week making films, but he comes home so he can be home every Shabbat. And they have, that's the highest valuable real estate there in the Jewish quarter. It's the closest to the Temple Mount. So it is big dollar property. And most people who live there don't have very large houses. Their houses are small, as is the Shores. And there they have 9 children who live there. And her living room and kitchen area is small. But she sets up a table in there. And she fixes this wonderful Shabbat meal, and she has it so that everybody can sit down. I've been there usually. One time I had Shelley with me. One time I had Brenda. She's got her 9 little children. They're not all little. One of the oldest ones married. And then she'll have 4 or 5 guests. She'll usually have some boys from the yeshiva school students. And it's just amazing. I was in her house, and for a little while, right now, the Lord has given me a new home. Praise the Lord. But for 3 years, I lived in a small area in a mobile, and it was a double wide, and it was much larger than her place. And I had always taken my children out for the special days because I thought, my place is too small to hold you. But after I was over there in her house and saw her do this, I thought, uh-oh, Christmas time, we're going to be at home, and we're going to, and I made tables for them, and it was a very small, cramped place, but we enjoyed it. And she was my inspiration for doing that. So you can see what kind of a woman Rivka is, her husband. Of course, he does the things that the Jews do every Shabbat. They're very home-minded, very family-minded. And the first thing the father does is recite to the mother the woman in Proverbs 31. And he calls her that, and he reads the whole proverb to her of what a wonderful woman, her price is far above rubies. And then beginning with the oldest child, he lays his hands on their head and blesses them individually. When I was there one time, a little 4-year-old girl, she was the baby, and she was crying, as her father was coming down and blessing the children in order from the oldest. And she said to him, she cried and cried, and he said, "I can't help it." She wanted to be next. He said, "I can't help it if you came out last." So I thought that was so funny, but it was so precious too. Well, I had planned to call Rivka while I was there in Israel, but as we were going on Shabbat, the day preceding Shabbat, the afternoon, Shabbat begins in the evening, And it was our first day there, really. And Kylie and I were walking in the Jewish quarter, and there was Rivka. She was scurrying toward her home. She had her folded artist's easel in her hands. I had really wanted to talk to her about offering her painting of the Pool of Siloah, looking back up toward the temple. Anyway, there she was, standing right before our eyes. We talked a little about that painting. But I don't know, it just came out of my mouth, and I normally don't ask Rivka things like this. But I asked her what she thought about the current situation. They were being pelted then with rockets. She said that her rabbi had advised reading Psalm 46 as pertinent and telling them that they were in the time of Psalm 46 now. Well, Kylie looked at me and said to Rivka, "Mimi and I just read that." The night before, I had told Kylie that the Psalms, many of the Psalms are prophetic, and that Psalms 46, 47, and 48 are in prophetic order, just as Psalms 22, 23, and 24 are in prophetic order. And we've taught earlier this week on Psalms 22, 23, and 24. You can go online and get that teaching. But that night before, I had told Kylie, let's read this. So we studied them, and I want to right now go with you to Psalm 46, 47, and 48. And we're going to study them in sequence because I do agree with their rabbis, especially for the Jews right now, that they are coming into Psalm 46, that they are living in the time of Psalm 46. Now, Psalm 46, and when you order, and we are offering this week two books, they come together and they're in a cardboard box type thing that lets them set up on your shelves beautifully. Two large books. One goes from Psalm 1 to 72 and the other one from 73 to 150. And they tell you the story of the Psalms, what was going on in David's life when he wrote that Psalm or some of the others. And this was the Psalm 46 of Korach. Now, Korach is the one who led a rebellion against Moses. The earth opened up and swallowed him. So Korach's sons, however, became leaders of the praise, Levites, praise leaders. And they had the prophetic anointing on them. They had such a miraculous salvation that it taught them that divine salvation is never distant from those who deserve it, no matter how hopeless their plight may appear. Because this Psalm 46, God wrote it through the sons of Korach. During their moment of inspiration, Korach's sons foresaw occasions in which Israel, now this is the introduction to the psalm, they saw occasions in which Israel was destined to be endangered by armies and cataclysms which would threaten to tear the earth asunder. And they also saw that another will occur during the war of Gog and Magog, when the peoples of the earth will gather to devastate Jerusalem. In each case, God will foil the enemy's plots and miraculously rescue his chosen people from danger. And so this song, Psalm 46, is entitled Alamot. Alamot actually refers to many worlds. In fact, it comes from a family which says, you can see in the word for olam, world, even. You can see the word that it comes from a root that means hidden. So when we say, for instance, what we translate forever and ever from the Old Testament is leolam vaod, le toward olam, the worlds and whatever is hidden, and even more, vaod. And we translate it forever and ever. So this song is titled Alamot, which alludes to many worlds, even those things that are hidden and concealed. And I'm going to look at it, Psalm 46, 47, and 48. I'm going to look at it from the King James translation and also look at it from the Hebrew. And this is the way it is translated. It begins with what they put up there as a subtitle is their verse 1. So to the chief musician for the sons of Korach, A Song Upon Alamote. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Verse 1. Now remember, these are the sons of Korach. They were there when the earth opened to swallow their father. So they've been in this place of trouble, and they've been in the place of rescue. That word, refuge, God is our refuge. Here it is, Hasach, H-A-S-A-C-H, a place to which one flees. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help. The Hebrew literally says, a much to be found help in trouble. This word trouble comes from the Hebrew word T-S-A-R. T-S-A-R is a narrow place into which one is pressed from outside pressure. T-S-A-R is translated trouble, and it is translated tribulation. So even with the tribulation period, the great tribulation that is ahead, God will be there for the Jews, for Israel, and for anyone now. And of course, remember, I was talking to Rivka, and her rabbi is, of course, pointing this to the Jews as a now scripture. God is our refuge and strength, a very much to be found help in trouble. King James reads, therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. The Hebrew translates it, we shall not be afraid at earth's transformation. Earth will be transformed. And at mountains collapse in the heart of the sea. There will be these things happening in the time of the great tribulation. And we even see forerunners of them right now. Verse 3. Though the waters thereof roar, King James says, and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. They translate it in the Hebrew into English. Its waters will rage and be muddied. Mountains will roar in his glory. The glory of God, Lake said, John G. Lake, is as destructive of evil as it is creative of good. Now God, when he moves in here and we have the great day of the Lord, and when things begin to happen in this earth, and here the Jewish rabbis are saying they're already beginning to happen, and so you must live now in this, you must not be afraid in the midst of it. You are to go to your refuge, to your help. Now, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, Selah. Don't be afraid, verse 4 says, because, King James, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Don't be afraid, Israel. There's a river. We're going to learn more about that river later. But right now, I want to remind you that you can get these two really good books of Psalms, Tehillim. You must say Radio Offer to get them for $50 plus shipping. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447 for the Radio Offer. Shalom.